Hey there, Tampa Bay and around the globe. This is Living the Good Life, and we're so glad you've joined us today. And this is Pastor Marcia McAllister coming to you from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Almost ready to finish our 10th year in a few weeks on the air here on this station. And that is a joy. Today, Betty from up in Indiana, Connersville area, and Dr. Angel right here in Tampa Bay will be joining me in just a few minutes. So we just want to welcome you to the show. If you are new to Living the Good Life, we're glad you're joining us. We have an association with StarcomRadioNetwork.com that plays these shows every Saturday and Sunday around 10 a.m., so you could be listening there through Starcom Radio Network or right here live today in the Tampa Bay area. So wherever you are catching this, we are glad that you are. And we are believing God for an absolutely amazing show today. God is going to bless in a mighty way, and we are excited to be able to be on the air with you. Who's that just called in?
This would be Indiana calling.
All right, Betty. That's great, Betty Thomas. Wonderful. Dr. Angel will call in again here soon. Just a joy. I just mentioned the 10 years. Betty, I cannot believe that it will be on Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday, this year. We will celebrate our 10th anniversary being on this show, on this network, every single Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Amazing, amazing, wonderful time. It's crazy. It's so good. You want to comment on that, dear Betty?
Oh, of course I will. You know, the neat thing about it is that, you know, God has a plan, and He always sees it through.
Right.
And I think that once we submit to that plan, like you and many of the other Beaconites have done, that God blesses us for 10 years of ministry on the radio.
Yeah, just
and it's
amazing.
Funny, it's funny that our 10th anniversary falls on Resurrection Sunday this year, isn't it?
It's just absolutely crazy.
Cool.
It's just wonderful. And, you know, God had that planned out from the very first Sunday we were on the air, which was April 17th of 2007, and it's going to end up 10-year anniversary April 16th of 2017. Pretty crazy. And we thank God for that. That's just, only He could figure all that out and plan ahead and have it come out to that, right, to finish it on Resurrection Day, or to finish the first 10 years. The first 10 years, did you hear me?
Yes.
It's just crazy. It's wonderful. What a blessing.
Yeah, it is. It's a blessing. And I know that prophecy that you had gotten a few weeks back about blowing our minds.
Yes.
Well, I think that the 10th anniversary is going to get even better.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
going to become broader. And,
right.
He's going to expand your tent stakes, Pastor Marshall.
Oh, amen. Amen. I agree with that. That comes from Isaiah 54. And that's actually the same scripture that was given to my mom and dad, my dad in particular, back in 1958 when God called them to the mission field in Central America. And by them, I mean, and my sisters and I also. And it was that scripture that He's going to enlarge our tents and move our stakes out, and we're going to reach more people, and we're going to cover more territory. And, you know, Betty, we've been saying this for the last 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years now, that God has been speaking to the ministry at Beacon of Hope, that it's territory taking time, that it's time to get out there and reach more people with the good news of the gospel. We don't know how much time we have left on this planet, and it's so important that we do the very best we can to spread the good news of how much God loves us and has a plan for our lives, and how He forgives us, and how He just lives with us every day. Good stuff. Go ahead, Betty.
Well, I think that, you know, God has given you a vision, and yes. you are fulfilling it. I
yes.
think with all of the social media that you're doing, with the ministry outside of the continental United States, through
right.
the disciple apostle that you are in Mexico, with the radio,
yeah, yeah.
Expanding to 50
right.
different stations, and with the radio station, Radio Soy.
It's Radio Libre Punto Soy is the name of our radio station in Puebla,
okay.
Mexico. Got all that? Radio yep, Libre yep. Punto Soy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll put that in my translator.
All right. There you go.
But he's, you know, he's doing marvelous and mighty things.
Right.
Through the people that are obedient.
Yes. Praise
and
God.
Are listening to him and are following the way that he wants us
yes,
to go.
Amen.
And I think that you are, and the Beaconites are blessed beyond measure to be able to be the harvest hands that God has called us to be.
Amen. And that's what we want to be. We want to just be so in tune with his spirit, with everything that we need to talk about on these shows and the songs that we play and every part of it, that it just be so in tune with his spirit, and that we get done what he wants to get done on every show. That's our goal. So let's agree in prayer right now. And we are going to get this kicked off with a great song here in just a minute. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to be on the air again today, live on so many different stations. We give you the glory and the praise because you are the one that's bringing the people in to listen. You are the one that's causing us to be able to spread your word in such a mighty way. So you get the glory and the praise, God. I thank you for Angel. I thank you for Betty. And as the three of us share and talk and just talk about you and what you're doing, Lord, let us be able to communicate in such a way that our audience will receive the knowledge of you in greater proportion today, that they will one more time crave you, need you, want you more, seeking you in their lives more than ever before, and that for each of us too. So, Lord, we thank you, and we pray a blessing on this show right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Dr. Angel, is that you on the line?
That is me.
All right. Okay. So we're going to have a great talk. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2, and we are going to talk about Elijah and Elisha. And we're going to start this show off right here with a fantastic song, Sing, Sing, Sing by Chris Tomlin. Love this song.
Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens we will. Sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Woo! I love that song. And it is God's desire that we learn to sing praises to Him, that we desire to praise His name and lift His name up. It's such a blessing. Wow. We've been in this series now for 2 months, actually, guys. We're on our, I think we're going to have week 9 this coming Wednesday. And it's just not ended yet. And I just can't stop it because God says, let's go on with it. And I think the premise of this, and I want you both to comment on this, Angel and Betty, is that so often in life we find ourselves in situations where we get discouraged, defeated, and we just quit. We quit whatever it is. Maybe quit being joyful, quit being, hanging in there to believe God for something that we need. Or we just give up on certain aspects of our spiritual life. We don't pray as much. We don't read the word as much. And God is really talking to our hearts this year in 2017 about going the distance, about making commitments and hanging in there with them. So, Betty, I want you to comment on that first, and then we'll go to Dr. Angel. Talk to us.
Well, I believe that we have got to persevere.
Yes, yes.
We have got to finish the race.
Right.
We have got to be overcomers.
Right. Amen.
And by doing that, that makes the enemy very angry.
Absolutely.
And upset. And
yes,
the enemy,
yes,
as we have spoken in many shows, comes to seek, kill, and destroy.
Right.
And the joy stealer, the person who wants to see us standing back in a corner, afraid to step out and do anything.
Right. Yeah.
And one of the things that God gives us is He gives us through His Word, through maybe the word of a friend or whatever, gives us the opportunity to say, "Hey, I'm struggling, and I need some help. What can you do?" And that's where we get the opportunity to tell people what God has done for us. It's
sure.
A testimony.
Yes.
And we God's power.
Yes.
Reigns in us, and we have that power to be overcomers. But we have to have the faithfulness. We have to have the trust in God.
Amen.
We have to
yes.
be faithful. Up.
Yes, yes.
I don't know, Pastor and Angel, how you all feel, but it just seems like that the older I get, the more I depend on the power of Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Because, the things around us are changing.
Right.
People are changing, and it's pushing us to be more of a holy people,
right?
To be more open to what God has.
Oh, absolutely.
For. And but it's just like being on the radio is like sometimes I feel like I'm just totally unprepared to come on the radio, but then God's Holy Spirit
it's God.
Takes over.
Well, yeah,
and says, "No, you can do all things."
That's right.
Me.
That's right.
So that's where I feel that God. His never-ending power, His never-ending love, His Holy Spirit that is with us all the time, that's pushing us towards that goal.
That's right.
Pushing us where He wants us to be in Him.
Oh, absolutely. And, if we look at our spiritual lives as adventures, that God's got new adventures, just like what we're going to talk about here in 2 Kings 2 with Elijah and Elisha. This was an amazing day in the lives of these two men. And they shared this whole event together that we're going to talk about. And it was totally and completely life-changing, to say the least. And I think, Angel, so many times we just get bogged down with life and busy, and we forget that we really need to work on our spiritual condition. We need to work on our spiritual growth. You know what I'm saying, Doctor?
Oh, I absolutely know. And I think it's so easy to let life just kind of distract us. And
yes.
Make us lose our focus and lose where we're trying to get to, because all these little things kind of keep coming at us and sometimes they seem a little more important in the moment.
Right.
And so it's really easy for that to happen. And before long, we've been distracted so long that we've kind of gotten ourselves off course, and it can be very, frustrating place to be, because, you know, we have good intentions, we start strong, and then we're zooming off course before we know it. And the longer we let ourselves go that way, the more off that course it is, and the more difficult it can be for us to kind of get back to where we want to be.
Absolutely. And absolutely. It's too easy to get off course, isn't it? I mean, we can get distracted by the least little things or big things in our lives. It's easy to get that, have that distraction happen, don't you think, Angel?
Oh, yes, because life is always happening. It just never stops.
Right, right. And so we're going to talk about Elijah and Elisha today. And they are a great example, these two guys, of going the distance with God. Elijah came before Elisha, and actually Elisha was kind of the understudy, I guess, to Elijah. And Elisha followed Elijah around and was really very aware of the miracles and everything that God was doing in Elijah's life. And it blessed him, Elisha, to be a part of that. And when you are a part of watching ministry happen in other people, it's a learning experience. You know what I mean, Betty? I mean, we can gain so much faith and strength when we are involved in ministry and really see what God does in people's lives and through them, you know?
Oh, most definitely, because I think our mind is more focused on the positive.
Right.
And we're seeing change happen.
Right.
At that point, we're seeing, once we're involved in a ministry, we want to see it grow, and that's where the Holy Spirit helps us to push towards the goal and to help those that cannot help themselves.
Right.
And it is so important to stay on track and to be who God wants us to be. And we're all susceptible to maybe stepping outside where God wants us to be. But if we have our spiritual ears and eyes open, it's a little bit easier to get back on track through God's word, through prayer, through praise music, through, like, again, the word of a friend or a testimony.
Right.
That keeps us going.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yeah.
It's so imperative that we stay so close to God, because Satan is out. He's out to destroy us. And he's out to destroy us even more now, because the closer that the Lord has to coming back,
right,
the more the devil is pushing to try to get something done his way. And when you look at him and say, I don't think so, that's just my way of saying, I don't think so.
Right.
Is that's the overcoming part of us, because we've recognized it, we've identified it, and we can push those things that bother us, things that are irritating.
Right.
We can push life just a little bit farther away from us of the negative, so that we can focus on the positive parts of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And he's got so much he wants to teach us. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 2. Elijah and Elisha took a walk a particular day, and they walked to a very important place. They walked to Gilgal. And Gilgal, this is in verse 1 of 2 Kings 2, represents our first step in our Christian walk, where we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, where we have that, the word Gilgal means cutting away, circumcision, where we allow God to cut away the junk in our lives, where we say, God, I need you. I need you in my life. So Elijah and Elisha go out on this walk, and the first place they go to is Gilgal. Now, Gilgal is also very symbolic of the 30-fold realm in God. Some of you will remember scripture. Jesus talked about the 30, 60, 100-fold areas in our lives, in our Christian lives, where we become more, increasingly more mature in God, where we learn more of His ways. And Gilgal is symbolic of that beginning, that journey. So they're on this very important journey this particular day. And Elijah says to Elisha, stay here. God has sent me on an errand to Bethel. Okay. Now, Elijah, this was a test. And he said to Elisha, why don't you just stay here? I have to go on to Bethel. Okay. And Elisha, the second one, could have stayed behind. And there are a lot of people that we all know in life who, spiritually speaking, have been stuck at Gilgal, at that 30-fold realm where they know Jesus as their Savior, but they never grow past that. They never learn to really be that vessel that God inhabits and that miracles happen through and all these other things. They get stuck at that one place because probably a lot of times it's just easier that way. And I guess it would have been easier in some ways for Elisha to just stay at Gilgal and not make this journey. It would be easy for some of us spiritually to stay put and not grow in God. Angel, talk to me about that, because there's a lot of people, maybe even some listening, who say, well, I really didn't know there was more in God past being saved. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the old church joke, I guess, is getting saved is having your fire insurance.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's kind of the minimal standard. And when people reach that, they feel like, okay, that's good enough.
Right.
So why do I press forward? I have my fire insurance and I'm good to go. And they're not realizing that's what they're missing, and the richness and the depth and the everyday, you know, that we get as we grow and mature.
Oh, absolutely. It's that walking and talking. You know that old song, "And He Walks With Me"? I think it's in the garden. It's a real old song. You hear it at funerals sometimes. "And He Walks With Me, and He Talks With Me, and He Tells Me I Am His Own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known." There is a whole realm of relationship in God that so many people miss. They get stuck at the very first thing. That Angel, you just called it fire insurance. I agree. They want to make sure they're going to heaven, but they don't care enough to really get in the Word and grow and become all that God wants them to be. And that is a sad situation, but a lot of people are like that. And Elijah gave Elisha this option. Why don't you just stay here? Just stay at Gilgal. But here's Elisha. Elisha says, are you kidding? Not on your life. I'm not letting you out of my sight. So they both went to Bethel. Now, I'm going to tell you what Bethel means before I get back to Betty and Angel on this. Bethel means house of God. So we are told in the scripture that we can become the house of God, that God can come and live on the inside of us, that 60-fold realm where we are full of His Spirit. He lives in us. We hear His voice. We talk to Him. He talks to us. We have this companionship, relationship, friendship thing going on that is more than just a salvation experience. This is an everyday walk. I want you both to comment on this. Betty, you go first, and then we'll get to Angel.
Well, I'm going to put this in Betty terms, okay?
All right, let's put it in Betty terms. Connorsville terms?
Yeah, that's right. Very elementary.
That's all right.
We're in training.
Right. Yes, we are.
We are learning to be who God wants us to be.
Right.
And, you know, the power that Elijah had was the same power that we have today. It was like, I don't know, back many years ago when I was in children's ministry, during this same scripture, is that we had a hard time, kids had a hard time understanding who Elijah was and who Elisha was.
Right.
So we called them Big E and Little E.
Big E and Little E, okay.
Big E and Little E, because Elisha was following and would be following in Elijah's footsteps.
That's right.
He was in training, and we are that same way today.
Yes, yes.
Even though that we're looking at an Old Testament, scripture, it still applies today.
Oh, it does. It does. Yes.
We have to be willing to continue what was instilled in us so far as, like you were saying, Gilgal. We have to take that and then go to the next step.
That's right.
And that's where the training comes in. And the training comes from reading the Word of God, from praying, from meditating on God's Word.
Amen.
So that we, you know, in the event that Big E leaves us,
right?
Maybe it's a human figure, whatever, that we can continue to be the Big E,
right?
And continue to what God has wanted us to do in the first place.
Amen.
And that's where we've got to, you know, if we've come to that Gilgal moment,
right?
And we have our salvation, okay? We're blood bought.
Right.
That we can take that and then go, okay, now, it's just like a boxer. He goes through months and years of training before he actually becomes a champion. But we don't have to go that 30 years. We don't have to go 20 rounds. We have to stand firm and understand that there are things that God wants us to do, and we are going to be in a waiting room, so to speak, like you spoke on Wednesday, that, you know, we may be in that waiting room for a little while.
Right.
We have got to take that Gilgal moment, and we have got to take the next step.
Amen. Right on. Woo! Talk to us, Angel. Right on.
Well, you know what I love about it is the free will, you know?
Yes.
He gives Elisha the free will, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty much. What are you going to do with that? And we're all given that. We all have the free
right.
will. What are we going to do with that? Are we going to keep pressing forward, or are we going to kind of just hang back and take it from the outside and not really get into everything we can have?
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, on Christmas, you know, and those trees full of presents, and, you know, the kids just want to run in there and ravish the gifts because they want to get in and get everything that's for them.
Right.
You know, and it's just like God's got this Christmas tree of presents for us and lights and blessings. And we're just saying, oh, well, we're just going to see the package is wrapped. We're here. That's good enough. What's our fire insurance? No, we want to press in and get everything he has.
Amen. Which leads me perfectly to this song by Chris Tomlin, God of the City, because we are the habitation. When we get to this second place in God, this Bethel experience where we realize God lives in us, just like God lives in our city. We're the city. We're the home. Oh, listen to this song. It'll bless you. It does to me every time I hear it. God of the City.
You're the God of this city, you're the King of these people, you're the Lord of this nation, you are. You're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless, you are. There is no one like I. There's no one like our God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city, you're the King of this people, you're the Lord of this nation, you are. You're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace.
God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done. We believe.
Praise God. God has greater things for us, every single one of us out there in Radio Land. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't want to stop and just say, okay, that's it. Now I can live any way I want to. I can think anything I want to think. I can, just not read the Word of God or not praise God. I can just do whatever I want to. No, God has greater things in store for every single one of us if we are truly committed to walking this whole walk that God has for us. Just like Elisha, Elijah gave Elisha the opportunity to quit. He gave him the opportunity from the very beginning of the trip. You know what? I'm going on, but you don't have to. You stay here. And you know, God gives us that opportunity. Angel, let's go back to you and this free will thing, because God gives us that amazing ability to choose our destiny, doesn't he? Talk to me more about that.
Absolutely. And that's the amazing thing is we have the free will. We have the free will to continue to search after and seek for everything he has for us, and we have the free will to not. And that's where our choices come into play. What do we want? What do I want from God? What do I want with my relationship with him? Where do I want to go? How far am I willing to go?
That's exactly right. And what do you say to the listener out there, Angel, who is thinking, well, you know, I never heard about there being more of God than just getting saved, and so I don't know what y'all are really talking about. We're talking about a relationship where he's your best friend, right? Where he talks to you, you talk to him, where he guides you. You want to amplify on that before I go to Betty for that too? Because that's that Bethel place in God where we know we're the house of God. He's God of this city, my city, me. You know, he is God, and I want him to lead me and guide me. So talk to me about that, Angel, and then we'll go back to Betty.
Sure. I mean, it's like a relationship with a person. You know, we just said I do on our wedding date and never spoke to that person again. We wouldn't have a very good quality one.
Well,
and
good
point. We
might
legally be married, you know, but what would the relationship be like? We're missing the benefit of that relationship, the conversation, the, you know, the support,
right.
All those things that would come with that. And so relationship requires communication. It requires time, energy, effort, and all kinds of different ways. And so if we just, you know, said the I do's to God and that was the end of it, we are missing that daily relationship with him.
Amen. Amen. We can't stress that enough, audience. This show is all about growing up in God, getting the Word of God down on the inside of you. In fact, our slogan, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. It's not that we ourselves do that. We're just a conduit. We're a channel to give the Word out to those who will listen and get the realization that God wants to bless your life in so much greater ways than you even have any idea. Talk to us about that, Betty. You're right on, Angel. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I think that we have to look at it from a perspective of how God wants us.
Right.
By, you know, being in training to learn everything that he has for us.
Right.
To be willing to go that extra mile and not throw in the towel,
mm-hmm.
just because things don't go our way.
Right.
There comes a point in time where we have to be persistent And it's just like what Dr. Angel was saying, is that we have the choice to, like what's behind door number one or behind door number two, is that, you know, the Holy Spirit pushes us towards right. what God wants for us. And
yes.
I think that once we have that acceptance, once we understand what the Holy Spirit can do with us and for us, is that we're a little bit more accepting of what God has for us. Some people are a little hesitant in that because they're afraid. They're a little bit fearful of, well, what if I take that next step and that's not what God wants? Well, that's where trust comes in. We have to know that the Holy Spirit will never put us in a position where it will hurt us. The only thing that he will push us toward is toward greater things and to help us grow through that.
Amen. And you know what? When you were talking about that, it reminded me of John chapter 14, and I just flipped over to it in the Message Bible. These are the words of Jesus, and I think he sums this up, what we're trying to say about this 60-fold realm in God. Jesus said this in John 14, verse 11, "Believe me," this is Jesus talking, "I am in my Father, and my Father is in me." If you can't believe that, believe what you see. These works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things. We just heard that in that song. Because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I'm doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do it. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father. He'll provide you another friend, so you will always have someone with you. The friend is the Spirit of Truth, and that's the Holy Spirit. And that's John 14. And I think that is just right on with what we're talking about here. So here they are. They've come to Bethel, which signifies that place where you begin to realize in your spiritual life that you need to really understand that God lives in you and you in him. And it's that house of God concept. And so Elisha goes on with Elijah. And we get in verse 3, I believe it is, of 2 Kings 2. There's a guild of prophets. There's prophets that are hanging out at every one of these locations. And the prophets at Bethel met Elisha, and they said, "Did you know that God's going to take your master away from you today?" Now, what's interesting, at every location, people say to Elisha, "Did you know that God's going to take Elijah away today?" Now, I believe that God revealed this to these men of God so that they would make decisions on this, so Elisha would not be afraid. God's going to take his mentor away today. I would assume he thought that, like we humans, that Elijah was going to die that day. That's not what happened, and you got to stick with us to find out why it's not what happened. But Elisha says here in verse 3, "Yes, I know it, but keep it quiet." He didn't want it discussed because he did not want a lot of negativity to come up and people to beg Elisha or Elijah for this not to happen. And I think a lot of times God wants us to keep our mouths shut sometimes with things we know spiritually. You know what I'm saying, Angel? Talk to me about that, and then we'll go to Betty on that.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, there's times where, you know, it's just like, I guess the best way I can equate my relationship with God is my relationship with people, because relationships have a lot of the same qualities. And, you know, when you have an intimate relationship with somebody, you don't go out telling everybody everything that's happening within that relationship.
Right.
It's just, you wait for the time, and you wait for when it's, you know, when you should, or when it's safe, or because things are happening on their side and people could intervene and make it negative, or people
right.
could discourage you. And so we don't show everything that's happening within an intimate relationship. And that's the same with God.
Right.
I mean, he's doing works in us, and, you know, as he's working in us and we're changing, you know, we're like, "Oh, well, God's, you know, making me, you know, more loving and kind." And then you lose your temper and people are like, "Oh yeah, he's not doing anything." And then you might lose your faith to keep working towards that. So there are times that right. we don't want to share everything.
Right. And I think that's what was going on here when Elisha says to the prophets, wait a minute, don't talk about this. Don't talk about this right now. Because he didn't want any of them to say, oh, Elijah, don't die today. Don't die. Don't leave us. We have to have you here. He didn't want any that emotion going on. Talk to me, Betty, about this, because I think that's a really good example, Angel, that you just gave.
Well, when I read this, this is probably... I thought of humility.
Okay.
And
good point.
The reason it's...
Humility in Elisha, right?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, it happens, it causes us to realize that even when Jesus was preparing to go to the cross...
Right.
He was telling people, don't tell, don't
That's
don't
right,
say
he was. Good
don't
point,
Betty.
Don't
say anything.
Yeah.
And because he was trying to prepare the disciples for what was to happen.
Right.
And he didn't, I don't know how I want to say this, but he was preparing the disciples for his departure.
Yeah.
As Elijah was preparing Elisha
right.
for his exit.
That's right, for his exit, yes.
And I think that it would be Elijah was preparing Elisha
yeah.
for something that he knew might be devastating.
Right.
To know that, where are you going? You're just like the disciples, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? You know, can we go with you? Well, but again, the humility part of it was that he didn't want maybe he didn't want anyone to see the glorious thing that was going to happen or whatever. But again, it draws back to being prepared.
Right.
And that's what God does through us. When we get ready, maybe for a big test or
right.
a big, something big is going to happen, or he's preparing us, or even preparing us for the death of a loved one or a loved pet or whatever.
Right, yes.
God prepares us in advance.
Yeah.
So that, okay, I'm right here with you. I promised you that I would never leave you nor forsake you. I have
right.
left with you my spirit. I'm staying with you.
Yes.
So I think Elijah was telling Elisha, I'm going to be with you because you're going to continue on the work that I've been doing.
Right.
And that's what Jesus was doing with his disciples.
That's
right.
He was
preparing them for the continuing the work that he had done.
Exactly. And what I just read in John 14, he's saying, you know, don't be afraid that I'm leaving and going to the Father, because greater things than I've been doing, you're going to be doing. In other words, there's going to be so many more opportunities for you in you know, all the descendants on down, like now to us, 2,000 years later. So many more opportunities for us to believe God and see miracles happen and lives changed. And he's saying, you know, just hang in there. You're going to have the Holy Spirit within you to help you, your friend, the Spirit of Truth. And people, that's what it's all about. And so often we get bogged down because we feel like we cannot really rise above our circumstances. And God is saying, yeah, I'm going to teach you how to do it. That's why they go to the third place. In verse 4, Elijah says to Elisha, stay here. God has sent me on an errand to Jericho. Now, Jericho is the place of victory. It's the palm trees. Jericho is that big battle back in Joshua chapter 6. I'm sorry, Joshua chapter 6, when the first big city that was conquered by the children of Israel was Jericho, the biggest one. They had to fight that battle first, the hardest one. And they did it by walking around the city, if you all remember that story. They walked around every day for 6 days, and then on the seventh day they walked around 7 times, and they shouted, and the walls came down. And that has been proven archaeologically, by the way, that the walls just sunk straight down into the ground. They have proven that exactly the way the Bible talked about it. Jericho is a place of victory. It's the place where we rise above the circumstances and we learn to really walk with the Lord in victory and not getting so defeated all the time. talk to me about that, Angel, because there is a place we can get to, this hundredfold realm, where we are, maybe we're at the 80-fold realm or the 82 or whatever, and we slide back from time to time. But life has all kinds of stuff that comes our way, but we can learn to walk in above our circumstances. So talk to me about that, Angel. Are you there, Angel? Did I lose her? I must have.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, now I'm here.
Okay.
When I think of the Jericho type of walk, I'm thinking of, I've been walking with God, and I've experienced difficulties, things that were over my head, things, and God intervened, and he's built my faith. And
right.
That's, you know, that experience, that's the growing that happens when we are in the middle of a situation and it seems impossible for us, and, you know, God sends someone in or God intervenes, and each time that happens, it's like it builds our faith a little more and a little more to where we can continue walking, going, okay, I know what I have coming up is difficult, but I'm walking in victory because he's been here then, he's been here on this situation, and I know he's going to be here again.
Oh, amen. And that's, you know, when we realize that, sometimes we have to tell ourselves, you know, okay, God, I remember how you did this and how you won that battle and you showed me what to do in it. And so, you know, I'm going to rejoice before I see that answer of what it is that I need here in my life. I'm going to play this song by Todd Agnew, and then we're going to talk to Betty and Angel Moore. Joy Unspeakable. That's what it is. Because it is joy. We start walking in this victory.
I've found his grace is all complete. He supplies my every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free indeed. What kind of joy is there? It's joy unspeakable, all you've done for me. It's indescribable, just a taste of your glory. And it's unnatural not to tell the story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. It's joy unspeakable. I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It's joy unspeakable, all you've done for me. It's indescribable, just a taste of your glory. And it's unnatural not to tell the story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. How its waves of glory roll. It's like an overflowing well springing up within my soul. It's joy unspeakable, all you've done for me. It's indescribable, just a taste of your glory. And it's unnatural story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. It's joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. What kind of joy is there?
It's joy unspeakable. It's unnatural to not tell it. We got to tell it. We've got to talk about it. That's what that song is saying. We absolutely must talk about it. And when you get to this third realm of your spiritual growth, you've got to talk about it. You want to. It just so fills you. Talk to me, Betty, and then we'll go to Angel on this. It's joy unspeakable. And I wrote down a couple words there. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, there's joy indeed. I am free. Woo!
Well, I think the more that we entertain the Word of God in us, that it makes us almost like a volcano, that you want to tell the world what Jesus has done for you. And
amen.
I think that, you know, we can take a mess and make it into a Jesus takes our mess and turns it into a miracle.
Yeah.
Because excuse me. It takes us our testimony, and the more we testify, the more we talk about it.
Yeah.
The more joy that we get from
yeah.
it, because we see it blessing people beyond
Amen.
Measure.
Amen. Amen.
We begin to realize, oh, now I see what you were trying to teach me.
Yeah.
You know, you were that commitment.
Right.
To be able to spread the word to those that need it, and do it with a joyful spirit.
Oh.
It's just so awesome to be able to do that, I think.
Absolutely. And that's that hundredfold realm. As we are progressing in our relationship with God, and we get victory after victory, we got to talk about it. We get answers to prayer on our prayer line all the time. We just have to talk about it. Talk to us, Dr. Angel.
Well, you know, it's not even, yes, we do want to talk about it, because we always want to talk about when good things are going on in our life. You know, that's
right.
Just something about our human nature, but not just that we can talk about it, our confidence kind of starts growing, and our security grows, and our peace starts, and those are the things that just kind of talk for us, because they exude off of us, and
right.
people can see that and sense that, and, you know, they can see, like, they can see what's happening on the outside, and life may not be looking so perfect for you, and that you can have peace or calmness, or, wow, how do you do that? And that, I think, really exudes, because that's the living example.
Exactly.
Of what that works.
Absolutely. And we see that here in this Jericho experience, that they go to Jericho. And again, Elisha is told by Elijah, you don't have to go if you don't want to. And that's that free will, okay, that we all have. You don't have to grow in God if you don't want to. The Guild of Prophets at verse 5 at Jericho came to Elisha and said, did you know that God's going to take your master away from you today? And he goes, yeah, I know it. Keep it quiet. There's that whole concept. Verse 6, then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here. God has sent me on an errand to the Jordan. Now, the Jordan is symbolic of dying. The Jordan River is the river that the children of Israel crossed to get to Jericho. It's the river that John the Baptist baptized Jesus there in the Jordan River. The Jordan River is still there in Israel, and it symbolizes the baptism experience, water baptism, going down in death, letting go of your sins, and coming up a new life. And that is what the Jordan is all about. So it's very interesting that the last place they go is to the Jordan. And what's the last thing we do as living people in our living bodies? The last thing we go through is death before we cross over into eternal life. Our body dies. The cells quit. The heart quits beating. The organs quit functioning, and we die. We go now spiritually. This is what God is doing in us, that we learn to go down in death and come up a risen Lord, a risen person. And we're going to talk more about that as we get into our second hour here with Betty and Angel, but I just noticed the time. And Angel, I keep calling you Dr. Angel because that is who you are, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and you and I co-host our Thursday night show, Go Yard, every week. At 6:06 p.m. on this radio station. Do you want to tell people what it's about and invite them to join us this coming Thursday?
Oh, yes, I do invite you to come join us. Go Yard is about hitting those home runs in life, learning how to do life and to do it well. So it is a positive life coaching type show that's very topical based, that'll give you some great practical tools to get through some of those little bumps in life.
Yep, and last week we just did a show, Stuck in the Rut? Question mark. And I've had some good comments from that show. And I believe that, you know, there's so often that we just get going on our walk with God and in life, and we do get stuck in ruts. And this is practical stuff that's going to help you to get unstuck, so to speak. Betty, tell them about the prayer line, please. You got about 30 seconds.
One of the greatest things that we can do is to pray for each other. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he's there in the midst of them. We have a prayer line at prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send in your request, no matter how great, no matter how small. We will send that out to our prayer chain, and we will take that to the throne on your behalf, and God is answering prayer.
He so is. I tell you, every day there's answers to prayer. So we encourage you to use our prayer line. It's free. There's nothing, no obligation. It's prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So prayers@bohmglobal.com, and send your praise reports in there also. And we are getting ready to enter our second hour already, and this first one has absolutely just flown by, as it does all the time on the air. And we're grateful that you are listening. If you want to become a financial partner with us and help us with the bills of all the radio shows, you can go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage. You'll see a tab for donations. It'll open up PayPal, and you